The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
We're here on Monday. I mean, it's a good morning.
Gosh, who's in here? They must have mouse ears. They can hear everything in here. I had to turn
mine up. I love
it. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, and welcome to Cinco de Mayo. 7:05 in the morning with Carl and Linda Bott here at Free Fire Radio. The news is always brought to you at the top of the hour by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community.
Listen to that voice.
Yeah.
Is that morning voice?
No, this
until
is...
Until the 8 o'clock voice. We sound like you're just have been...
No, this is...
Ran a marathon, like,
this,
hey!
No, this is allergies.
Oh, okay.
This is allergy voice, but I kind of like it. I kind of like it. What do you think, Dave? What about this voice? Kind of like this voice?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to,
rodeo voice.
Rodeo. There we go. Rodeo voice. I think I'm going to start smoking cigars.
Oh, no.
Smoking cigars and holding it in my lungs for a minute each time.
Who, even the day after they've been to rodeo, the next day, everybody's been, because they've been hooting all night.
Yelling and screwing. Oh,
it is exciting.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio, is your rodeo central, my friends.
Well.
We support, we have a Red Bluff roundup, and then we're starting off again this season, and we got Ted Bambino coming in today, president of the Reading Rodeo Association. He's got a couple of announcements.
Oh, that's
we got
exciting.
Dave back there. Today is Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, okay. We're going to talk to you about what that day really means in history, because we all know Cinco de Mayo means margaritas.
It means cerveza.
It means a lot of that stuff, but we'll go into a little bit of that history, but first let me bring you the weather. Oh, my God. Wind advisory today. Sunny and high near 87. We're going to have gusts up to, I don't want to hear this for those people. I was out with some friends last night or yesterday afternoon at their pool. And I said, oh, my gosh, when you have a pool, these are the days that you don't like because they're just filled with every kind of thing off of a palm tree or whatever. But winds 10 to 14. We could have gusts up to 37 miles per hour. I'm so glad I didn't put out my outside umbrellas. I was thinking about that. Tonight, clear with temperatures around 61, and then those gusts could possibly just die down to a mere 28. Tuesday, clear and sunny with our temperatures with gusts as well. We just are in a windy couple days here, 28, 23 miles per hour tomorrow night. Tuesday will be around 58. Wednesday's 85 with the winds becoming calm. Wednesday night, again, 58. So as we progress to the week here, it's the sunny, beautiful days around 89, and Friday is going to be around 94. We're reaching that weather again. But then again, on Sunday, it comes back down to 85.
Okay.
But what we're just right now is a wind advisory.
What is it Saturday then?
Saturday.
May 10th?
Saturday is 94.
Whoa.
Yeah, Mother's Day weekend.
It's steak feed and it's mutton busting
mutton
day.
Tickets are still available, by the way.
We're going to talk about that.
Hey, we do need to know
you
about
You know what?
That.
You got to go to Mutton Busting Slack. I mean, if you don't do anything else, if you can't make the rodeo, which is, I pity the fool can't make the rodeo, but you've got to come to the steak feed. First of all, outstanding steaks. And then you get to watch the kids in their slack. 100, take as many as you want. 150 kids are out there riding sheep.
Let me tell you what the weather. We have to do our sponsor.
Yes.
Our weather is brought to you by.
We
saw Chuck Kenny. Chuck Kenny came in Friday after the show.
He looks so good. He's coming in a week or so, and we're going to be talking about what he did about his trip back to Vietnam for the MIAs.
Just amazing. I mean, my heart just, every time I talk with him, I just get emotional, and I feel chills, and I feel like the spirit moves me with his intention and attention to the MIPs.
MIAs. Right.
Sorry.
You were thinking MIAP.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's
so I shortened it, but that's what I meant. And
those feelings, the chills and everything, used to have those for me. You still have those?
I look at you sometimes and I think, look at that mustache for the rodeo. Anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson. It's the Kinney family. They are just, they do, you know, and they do a lot of background angel work.
They do.
And they don't ask for any accolades.
Recognition or anything.
They are amazing people, the Kinney family. They are located in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business with the family working there, locally owned in Anderson. Again, 365-3793, where they always strive to help you. Seniors, veterans, they're going to do, they've got a heart for the community. So if you're struggling or you can't seem to do something, that's why they haven't sold to the big corporates. And he's talked about that before, that they've
been
offered.
Oh, no, a lot of times.
And he said, we, as long as we can, or we can keep this Christian-based philosophy and who we are, we're going to do it. And that's the kind of people they are. So I got to start with my Monday. Then I just want to share this. I was I just got here on time. I'm so glad.
The juggernaut has started.
Well, I went to go drop off our grandson's birthday card.
Did you have the right
address? I hope you signed it for me.
Well, I did.
Okay, good.
That's why it was.
Yes, sold. I put on the parents or kids address because he'll probably be home for Mother's Day. Anyway, he's away at college and his birthday's May 7th. So anyway, we're late, but still, we do the old fashioned way. You know, we send the card. Because I know a lot of people now are going electronic and they're sending gift cards electronically because of theft. So I went by and I dropped it off. There's only one now. There used to be three mailboxes outside the post office that you could, one would
on
be.
On the side there?
Yeah. One would be for metered mail. Another one would have morning and night. So you'd have an 8 o'clock and a 4 o'clock and another one that had two. There would be two for regular postage. Only one now. And the pickup is at 5 p.m.
Well,
what?
It could be.
No metered mail.
Well, you know, the post office, the United States Postal Service is in trouble.
I wonder if that's another cutback.
I mean, it really is. It's, well, you know, you've got, you know, Trump's talking. I mean, they lose billions every year, but they're trying. And what happened was, you know, there was a decision made like 15, 20 years ago that's really impacting on them. But the bottom line on it is less people are mailing things.
Yes.
Because of the internet. And just like you said, instead of, you know, sending a card, with a little gift, you know, a little gift card in or something. They're putting it across the internet.
Yeah.
We've gotten them that way.
And I have a girlfriend that did that for my mom.
You know what? Our postal service, I love these guys.
Yeah.
You know, and girls that come through here. I mean, they're pleasant. They're, you know, they're on time. And
we have
and
a wonderful
one
postwoman.
With the guy before her.
Yes.
Was, you know, I mean, he knocked on her door.
Yes.
And the guy before, to make sure we know that we had a package. And we'd sat out there and chat.
Yeah. And the guy before, the woman before him is back doing our route.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
She remembers us from a long time ago. And they do knock on the door if there's like a drop-off that
might
be
by the house. And they'll hide little packages.
Yeah, and we still have, you know, we're downtown. So
in fact, I didn't know I had a package. So you went out and said, it's been out here.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, okay.
So we're downtown, so we're still fortunate that we have the post person that comes into the, because we've got the slot.
Yeah.
But if we had a home today, a lot of the homes today,
they have
the big square, you know, area. And I love the intimacy and the old school feeling of having a post person come to the front door. And usually I can leave a stamp if I'm going to send something out in front, you know, just they'll take it. But this time, because we were a little bit late and I just wanted to get it in the mail, but I was surprised. One box, 5 p.m. So I thought, well, it's going to get there late anyway. But I have a girlfriend that has done that with my mom. She does everything online. And you can send you a little pop-up in your mail that says you've just gotten a birthday gift, and then they click on it, and there you go. They've got it, a $50, whatever it is, gift card online where they can print it out and take it with them, and it's like the gift card.
We have friends, Carrie, that sends us cards all the time, electronic cards all the time about Easter and, you know, of...
Karen?
No, it's not Karen, it's Carrie. And she sends us, you know, St. Patrick's Day and all those kind of things. Yeah, I mean, it comes to me. Yeah. And I put a response on it.
That's probably why I don't know.
It's probably why you don't know, because she sends them to me. Hey, we're going to take a break.
Carrie, where are you? Who are you?
You know Carrie. I'll show you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, is it a work Carrie or a friend Carrie? Fill me in.
It's a friend Carrie.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to take a break here.
You want to talk about Cinco de Mayo?
Well, I can't because we've run out of time.
Well, we got a cookie.
Well, no, we have Anne Marie calling in. There's all types of stuff happening. We'll get
okay,
to Cinco de
Mayo. All right.
You know, if nothing else, we'll get it at 8 o'clock when the joy rolls in and we can talk Cinco de Mayo. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome back to, hey, we need to do our head bump, Carl. Get in here. It's not a day if we don't get to do this. Turn it up, David. All right. Okay, we do a head, what is it called? To the right. What is that called?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, but because we
what
have
we're doing
to
is we're nodding our heads in along with the music, because that comes from Night at the Roxbury.
Okay.
And which is should have been nominated for at least 8, maybe 9 Academy Awards. Hey, on the, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and DeBot. On the line we have Anne Marie.
Anne Marie, good morning. What's happening? And you bring us the fabulous calendar of what's
community
happening in the
calendar
week.
Community calendar brought to us by Siskiyou Insurance.
There we go. Siskiyou. They're great, doing great work. Good morning.
Good Monday morning, everyone, and happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
Well, today, Cinco de Mayo, is also National Astronaut Day and National Cartoonist Day. Tomorrow, we have National Nurses Day, May 6th, National Foster Care Day, and National Teacher Appreciation Day. This week, May 5th through May 9th, is Teacher Appreciation Week, and May 6th through May 12th is National Nurses Week. This Friday, May 9th, is National Military Spouse Appreciation Day. And this Sunday, May 11th, is Mother's Day. The month of May is National Military Appreciation Month, and it's also the month of the military caregiver. Well, over Easter weekend, we were able to check out Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay in Redding. We absolutely loved it. They knocked it out of the park again, and it is different this year compared to last year. My favorite display this year was the nautical under the sea display. There is one area where they have bubbles floating up, and everyone just loved that. They had beautiful lit pathways, animals from all around the world, flower displays, spider webs, glowing swings, and lots of photo opportunities. This event is a go-at-your-own pace, and there are places to stop, you know, to stop and sit along the way. The Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding is running on select nights through June 8th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Visit glowingwild.org for tickets. The Asphalt Cowboys will host their annual golf tournament today, May 5th, at Gold Hills in Redding. This is an all-day event located at 1950 Gold Hills Drive in Redding. For more information and additional upcoming events being hosted by the Asphalt Cowboys, check out their Facebook page and also their website, AsphaltCowboys.org. The third annual Veterans Graduation Celebration at Shasta College will take place Tuesday, May 6th from 5 p.m., and that's going to be at the Student Center Stage in Building 2000 at the Reading Main Campus. The event will begin with the National Anthem. For additional information, call Veterans Services at 530-242-7597. This week, look for the 63rd Mother's Day Weekend Cottonwood Rodeo to take place. Events happening with the Cottonwood Rodeo include Ladies Night Out on Wednesday, May 7th, starting at 5:30 p.m. at Hart's Ranch in Cottonwood. The Kitty Parade on Friday, May 9th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Shasta Livestock Auction Yard. Now, quick note here, this is a different event from that of the Kitty Pet Parade by the Asphalt Cowboys next Monday at the mall in Reading, and we will, of course, be talking about that next week. Back to the Cottonwood Rodeo, the kickoff dance and barbecue dinner will be held at the Bobby Jones Arena on Friday, May 9th. Gates open at 6 p.m., and the band starts at 8 p.m. $10 cover charge, and dinner tickets are $30 pre-sale, and dinner tickets include admission to the dance. The Cottonwood Rodeo Parade will be Saturday, May 10th at 10 a.m., located at Front Street to Main Street. The rodeo is at 1 p.m. at the Bobby Jones Arena on Saturday and Sunday, with gates opening at 11 a.m. Tickets for the rodeo are pre-sale for $15 or at the gate for $20, and kiddos 7 and under are free. Ticket locations include Tri-County Banks in Anderson and Cottonwood, Boot Barn in Anderson, Copycats in Anderson, and also Shasta Farm and Equipment in Cottonwood. For additional information, visit Cottonwood Roadshow on Facebook. Friday, May 9th, look for the Asphalt Cowboy Street Dance at Roaring Gulch in Redding from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. There will be a concert by Ben Haggard and the Strangers, and the Quick Draw Shooting Contest will run 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, visit asphaltcowboys.org. There will be a jazz concert Friday night, May 9th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater, located at 11555 Old Oregon Trail in Redding. Tickets are $7 online and $10 at the door for general admission. Students and seniors are just $5. This will be the final spring concert for the Jazz Combo and Big Band Ensembles. For more information, call the box office at 530-242-7573. This performance will be directed by Zach Gifford. This weekend, also look for the 74th annual Shasta Damboree Boomtown Festival. Activities kick off on Saturday, May 10th with a pancake breakfast from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Station, 4126 Ashby Court. Ticket prices will be posted soon on their Facebook page. The Damboree Parade starts at 10 a.m. at Shasta Dam Boulevard, followed by the Health Fair and Carnival from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Claire Engel Park in Shasta Lake. Also, the Makers and Craft Fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and the Live Music and Beer Garden from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the same location. For more information, visit ShastaDamboree.org. On Saturday morning, May 10th, join members of the VFW for breakfast from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Breakfast is by donation only. Suggested amount is $12. Bring in any non-perishable foods or toiletries and receive a dollar off your meal. Proceeds will benefit the Anderson Cottonwood Christian Assistance Food Bank. The VFW breakfast menu is pancakes, ham, fruit, scrambled eggs, and coffee. For more information, visit VFW9650.org, and moms attending the breakfast will receive a free mimosa in honor of Mother's Day weekend. On Saturday, May 10th, the Redding Rodeo will hold their Stake Seat and Dance event starting at 5 p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. This event helps kick off the 77th annual Redding Rodeo. Stake Seat tickets are $35, and the kids' mutton-busting meal is $10. Kids get a hamburger, hot dog, chips, and a soda pop. After dinner, you can enjoy live band and dancing. For tickets or more information, visit ReddingRodeo.com. And that is just a quick sample of events coming up. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Gosh,
oh, I'm absolutely. I'm absolutely here. Well, I'm just taking a breath.
Okay. I was going to say, somebody, you had to, you know. Hey, the ninth, of course, is the Quick Draw and Shootout, and that's downtown with also their, they've got a street dance going, and then Saturday night, or Saturday, they've got the, over there at the rodeo grounds, another steak feed and another big dance. So two nights in a row, plus the mutton busting going on over there. It's going to be, it's going to be a packed weekend, and then next week it all kicks off. The Redding Rodeo. So, okay, Anne Marie, thank you. A lot of stuff going on. I'm glad you enjoyed Glowing Wild.
Thank you, sir. Very much so.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you very much. Anne Marie with our community calendar brought to us by Siskiyou Insurance Services right here in Redding. If you're looking for car, auto, other types of insurance, policy options, and more. And go to Siskiyou Insurance right here, like I said, in Redding, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane here in Redding. And you give them a call, 530-224-2345. There. Okay. Today is also May 5th is National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous People. And it's been declared a National Day of Awareness there. And the state of California has the fifth largest caseload for missing and murdered indigenous people in the United States. California is the home to 109 of the 574 federally recognized tribes and holds the largest population of Native American people in the United States. Okay, we'll be right back with Ted Bambino, who is president of the Reading Rodeo Association. He's got some announcements to be making. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning and welcome to our Monday edition here on KTNR. Thank you, David. We need that all morning long, buddy. All right.
Hey, today. Welcome back to the Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo 2025, 7:34 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Dave's here. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
And we know it's Cinco de Mayo. I think that's all we have to say.
Yeah. Well, Chelsea said it's
cerveza, astronaut, margaritas, and roasted goat.
Well, and Chelsea, please don't
go
there.
Roasted goat.
She
no,
I don't want to hear it. Goat, blah, burritos. Blah, blah. She also says something about astronaut day.
Astronaut day.
That's a really important thing.
Does that include the, you know what, remember the five women that just went up
there? Katy Perry.
Yeah, Katy Perry and all those. No. When you, they said, oh, they're not real astronauts. Compare them to what Alan Shepard did. Alan Shepard did exactly the same thing. The very first astronaut went up, was weightless, and then he came back down. Well, essentially, they did the same thing.
Space cadets.
Now,
all right.
But I'm just saying is, Alan Shepard, somebody, I'm sure, will say, Carl, you're wrong. And speaking of being wrong, I've got to say it real quick. Okay. I said the other day in California, if a policeman comes up to you and asks for your ID, you got to show it to him. Wrong. You do not have to. Only if they can only ask if they suspect you of something, that they've got some kind of reason to ask you. They can't just come up and say, Linda, show me your papers.
So like on the street.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're
wrong.
Driving, that's
totally
different.
Wrong.
Okay.
Totally
so
wrong.
This
Thanks
portion
lot,
of
Brian.
The show is brought to you by somebody that we have, gone to for many, many years since, they made our wedding rings. We've been together 18 years. Four Winds Jewelry. They've been in business for almost 40 years. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and we want to thank them again because they have donated a fabulous Native American piece of one-of-a-kind turquoise that will be auctioned off at the Chicks and Chaps event May 16th. They just are always doing wonderful things. Every time you go in there, they're full, and I love how they've been in our community. Voted the best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. We are so thrilled this morning to have somebody that we admire greatly in our station this morning, doing great things in leadership with Reading Rodeo.
Ted Bambino, who is the president of the Reading Rodeo Association. There's a lot of stuff. Is there a rodeo coming up, Ted?
Matter of fact, there is. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for the kind words, Linda. I much appreciate it. And, you know, I just do what I do. I love our community, and I love the people in our community. And it's just a natural fit to contribute what I can to this community and give back in any way that I possibly can. And rodeo is a big deal, and my wife and I both love rodeo. We've always loved rodeo. We got involved, you know, a few years back, and she used to give me a bad time about, you know, retiring now and giving, you know, a lot of my time to the rodeo.
Oh, can you put any more time in as president of the rodeo than you probably did with your real job?
I did. But now she's in with both feet.
Yes.
So she does the junior program.
We're talking about Erin Bambino.
Yeah, right? She's doing a fantastic job there. So we're just so committed, and we're in it 120%.
Yeah.
It's also the Bambino family is rolling. Your son's in there.
Yeah.
Everybody's.
Yeah. Can we do just a little sidebar and a quick shout out about the fact that what Erin is doing and how she's bringing along the
future of Reading Rodeo,
right?
And the
with
junior
youth
program,
yes. Yeah. And they just did the Red Bluff Parade, or and they won, and it was so cool to see those pictures of these kids just feeling, because that's mentoring our future.
Exactly, and COVID really hurt our junior program probably more than any other program that we had, and there were some struggles along the way, and they were down to just a few kids, and Erin is passionate and blessed with her way she handles children and been doing that for a long time. And so with her horsemanship talents and her kid talents, she's built that program. I think they're up to 28 to
That's
30
cool.
kids. They're going to be in Cottonwood Parade, and they're going to hustle back to the state feed to help Mutton Busting. They'll have their fundraising booth of hamburgers and hot dogs at the state feed for other people.
Yeah.
And then they just pony up for the week of rodeo, and then they're in the rodeo parade, you know, the Reading Rodeo Parade. So they're a busy group.
And a shout-out to the Morlocks
as
well.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Tim and Terry are they're a lifesaver for Erin. Yeah. They help with the kids in the arena, Justin and Michelle Jones. Helping with the horsemanship part, you know, and we just got a lot of people that step up. It's not just, you know, Erin's a great organizer and she's a great leader, but we got some fantastic people that actually contribute to make the success of every one of our, every one of our groups.
I think it's important to say their names.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know, what I see is, Reading Rodeo Association, of course, is all volunteers. Every rodeo association, we talked about it the other day on the air, every rodeo association is volunteers. Volunteers are volunteers.
Yeah.
You've got your hardcore.
Yep.
And then you've got your next line, and then your next line, and finally the last line. You only see them rarely. On Saturday, we were putting up all the signs. We were putting up all the shade. People, if you don't realize this, you're not going to get shade, but those animals get shade.
Yes, sir.
Somebody's got to put
that
up.
They're important.
But there was a whole bunch of people showing up. A lot of people showed up, which made it a lot easier.
Yeah, it was fun. We had, 30 people. I mean, it was just a lot of people. And we got more done in one day than we do in probably 2 or 3 days, you know, when you only have 5 or 6 people.
Yeah, and the average age being 65.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of gray hair going on out there, me and you included, right?
Yeah.
Well, you have some announcements.
But here's the thing is that it's nobody takes a dollar for it, just like other volunteer groups. And to put on something is huge. I had no idea when I first started, you know, 4 years ago, four or five years, I don't know how long it's been. The intricacies of putting on a rodeo and how everything, especially when it's televised.
Yeah. Well, I tell everybody, if you want to compare Reading Rodeo to other rodeos across the country, just watch it on Cowboy Channel and watch, you know, one, and then the same night they're going to roll to the next rodeo. And just look at the detail. Look at the facility detail. And yes, our facility is antiquated, right? We're going to do some major improvements with it. But
it's charming.
It's got character.
It
right?
is.
So
yeah.
We're going to keep the character, but we're going to add more functionality to it.
Make it
around the outside and things that you don't see. You know, our infrastructure, our bathrooms, our electrical, you know, things of that people don't know are very hard to put an event on like this the way they're situated. You know, we have to rent a lot of porta potties, you know, we got to do all that, and those are the things that we want to eliminate going down the road, to have a nice facility. And bathrooms is not something you talk a lot about, but we put the really nice ones out in Rodeo Flats for our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Air conditioned, closed doors, you know, full sink. We get more compliments on our restrooms sometimes than we do our hospitality of the Rodeo Flats. But that's important. It's important to people and fans to make the accommodations nice.
There must be like 22 committees that put this thing on, ranging from the livestock to trash pickup, which is one of the most important ones, because they've got those teams running constantly to dump the trash, and you don't see, it's one of those things you don't think about, or keeping the bathrooms clean, or you know, all those little things that have, you know, that while the action's going on in the arena, all these other things have to happen. Running ice back and forth.
Yes.
That's one person in a side by side running ice all night long.
Yeah, we got 2 this year.
And you got 2 this year. Because we found out that 1 wasn't enough.
Yeah, 1 wasn't
I was
enough.
Running around last year with containers of tri-tip running from one end to the other. Where's my side-by-side? You don't need one, Carl. It's only 100 yards away. Okay.
You do what you got to do.
Yep. Ted, I'm going to do an early break because a lot of things happening this week, including tomorrow night. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Sounds great.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Spring has sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which includes a hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
All right.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bob. 15 years. Y'all been listening to us, and we surely appreciate it. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And today, our guest is Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo Association. We've got some things happening here.
We do. It's an exciting time.
It is.
Of year. No matter what, the rodeo coming up, all the activities around the rodeo, from our Chicks and Chaps event to the Asphalt Cowboy events. They're at the golf tournament today. There's just a lot going on, and we're excited about it. But something kind of went into the schedule that was something like we never knew before, and that's tomorrow night at the Reading City Council Chambers. They will get the lease across their desk to approve the final lease for the 25, 10, and 10 lease for the Reading Rodeo Association in the grounds. It's very historic for not only the Rodeo Association, but for this community, because the community is one of the main drivers on why this happened. We fought for it. We have a good product, but there's a lot of moving parts that went into this lease.
A lot of moving parts.
You know, from way back, you know, years ago to of recent years. So you take it all, you put it in a blender, and you push it out. And myself and Barry Browning and Barry Tippin and Joshua Johnson at the time, and then Tanessa Odette, we were on an ad hoc committee together. And after they signed the letter of intent, we met weekly for 8 weeks, and develop this lease with everybody's input. And Barry was very instrumental in it. He was a great leader in it. We got sidetracked a few times. We got not major disagreements, but very concerns. And then we finally hashed it out, and then it went to the attorneys for the attorney lingo,
yeah.
I guess, if you would.
Yeah, their I's and T's.
That took a while. The staff at the council at City of Reading was short-staffed. Certainly have a lot on their plate, as we all know, in the legal department. But we finally got it done, and our attorney gave it its blessing in our best interest. Our board gave it its blessing, and here we are tomorrow night.
Tomorrow
and
night.
To all the doubters, and there's a few, and I understand it. I understand it's been a long process, and we've never had a lease longer than 10 years in the 77 years of our rodeo. And now, with the things that we need to do and have to do, we need that longevity.
Well, now, tomorrow night at the city council, if you go there tomorrow night, and I encourage people, because we have been so supported by our community, and to see something happen that 90% of the community wanted, just come on down to the city council chambers tomorrow night. You're probably going to see a lot of cowboy hats and red shirts.
Yeah, red and yellow.
Red and yellow. Yeah. Asphalt yes. Cowboys rolling yes. in there, because they were yeah. right, they were marching lockstep with us.
Yes.
So that's going to be, that'll be tomorrow night at 6 p.m., and I'm sure they'll do it up front so everybody can leave.
They will, yeah. In fact, I was that was a request, and we are in the front part of the agenda. So.
That's good, because, oh, no, we'll just wait till we've got yeah. everything else finished in it, yeah. you know, at 9:30 or 10.
Yeah.
Now, what does this mean, Ted, this 25-year lease to the Reading Rodeo Association? Because, like we said, we've got a great rodeo. We, and our facilities, though, are somewhat old. Mm-hmm. I mean, we paint right. them every year. We do all, everything we can. So what's this mean?
So what this means is we can actually go out now and seek grant funding, because the rodeo grounds in its location is deemed a park, in a park area. So we can go seeking grant funds to improve this quote-unquote park area for the betterment of the community. There's a lot of different grants out there for a lot of different reasons. Probably not right today, because there's some things happening in the grant department that, you know, might take a while to get,
slow down a little
to get ready, but, we're fine with that, because it'll take us, you know, some time to do our filings and whatnot.
Sure.
But we'll also be able to accept with our, Friends of the Reading Rodeo. It's our 501(c) arm of our Reading Rodeo Association, and we can accept private funds through that are all tax deductible. We'll be setting up a brokerage account so people that have stocks that they are losing or want to donate to the Reading Rodeo Association can go into that fund. We'll also be able to go out and seek loans from financial institutions, because we'll have longevity of a lease to be able to do that. And there's certain language in the lease that protects us of all this, because we don't own the land and you're borrowing money to do improvements on it. Mm-hmm. It's a little sticky, right? So as a lending institution, they've looked at our lease, and, it's positioned well for us to be able to do that.
And we're not talking huge loans here, but I mean, well, maybe we are, but
it depends.
The grants coming in, be able to get a grant that, and some examples of what would happen out there.
Well,
I mean, we've already done the ADA, and we put in, right. you know, we put in, rails and all, right. stair rails and all that for people, but we're talking bigger stuff.
Well, the big stuff that's first on the docket will be our north grandstands area, and then our, announcers booth VIP area above the mm-hmm. buck and chutes. How that's going to come out is obviously going to be based on funding, on how much that's going to cost. We do have a healthy savings that we've been working on immensely for the past few years. Obviously, that goes really quick when you start doing major commercial infrastructure yeah. improvements, because, like I said earlier, you know, we have some sewer and water things that we have to do. We have to do some electrical improvements. You know, that can be hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
That are going to be covered up with dirt.
Yeah.
You know, so once we get to those, but those will be the first things we do, is the grandstands on the north end, the VIP and the announcer's booth, and then the big picture will be, you know, complete, not maybe complete, but grandstands all the way around the facility with viewing platforms on the back, looking out over the river, viewing platforms on the south end, which will be more of a party area like the platforms we currently have. So if you can envision taking those platforms and moving them up on the top of a grandstand area for your viewing point, you know, those are going to be some of the things. And then things that non-rodeo is our clubhouse. We spend a lot of time in our clubhouse, and a lot of people don't know this, that clubhouse was moved from a house, which was Highway 44 went in. It was in the egress area, and so they picked that building up, put it on wheels, and moved it to its current location. And I'm not sure exactly. I believe it was in the 40s when that happened. And that's still our clubhouse. We love it. It's very warm and fuzzy, but it's it needs improvement so we can have bigger crowds, more common.
Well, when you bring in people like on events like Linda, and we were talking about the other day, when you had a group of people come in that, you know, when you had an open call for the national anthem, 33 people showed up.
Right.
That's going to grow every year. Yeah. And but it's things like that. But events that the Red and Rodeo Association holds, not just internal events, but others where we invite people in.
Very much true. Yeah. And we need larger facilities for that. And we can, you know, our club people use it too for certain events.
It's
so
used,
we want to make it, we want to make it nice and usable.
What about the, for the, we're talking about pens, and like we just did the warm up arena was just redone, and it looks great in there. But you want to expand all that out too, because as we get bigger, there's more and more people, contestants coming in.
Correct, and one of the things that we need to do to accommodate contestants, and this is kind of a snowball effect, is we want to take our concessionaires, which are out on the grounds, open area, and we want to put them underneath the grandstands, which we can't do now because we don't have fire suppression systems for that. So if we can get and utilize that land, then we can put more contestants in certain areas to accommodate. We got 13 acres to work with.
Yeah.
And so with that 13 acres, we need to make every area viable and usable for the benefit of
growing. We're going to use everything but the oink.
Yes, yes.
I guess you could say.
And then as we go down the road, you know, with advanced reading and a lot of other things are coming up later in the year, and that's another topic to talk about, but, you know, parking structures, walkovers to the other side of Butte Street to
certain
areas. So there's a lot. We have a plan. This isn't just, I'm not just shooting out
ideas. No, no, this is.
You know, we have a written plan. On where we want to be. Obviously, things are going to change during that course, but it's based on funding, timing, and needs.
Okay, we want to talk about two things. One is the stake feed here on the 10th. We still have tickets for that, but you not only get the stake feed and the dance, you can come out there and watch 150 kids being abused by sheep.
It's a
And then that's going to be who gets to be in the rodeo.
That's right.
Correct. It's a qualifier.
So it's a qualifier.
It's slack, fun. Just like the cowboys do during the week, and the ropers and the barrel racers and the breakaway ropers, which is new this year.
Yeah.
So come out. It'll start at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Steak feed will follow at 5. We'll have smaller item foods for other people, like the kids that don't want to buy a big old steak and potatoes for a kid to take two bites. So we'll have hot dogs and hamburgers, which will be ran by the juniors.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. So
Is that a new thing?
It's a couple years.
Okay.
Now. Yeah. A couple years. So, that'll be in the corner down on the floor of the arena. It'll be rolled flat and hard. So wear your boots. You ladies can wear your high heel boots because you're not going to sink in the dirt. It's going to be rather hard for you to dance and kick up your heels a little bit as well.
It's going to be great out there.
Tickets still available for the rodeo which nights?
Right now we're at Wednesday, Thursday, and part of Friday. But Friday should probably go here,
pretty soon.
If not today, tomorrow. So just want to really, and again, before we go to break, 4 days of rodeo. So you're not going to get Wednesday night's going to be the some of the even better performers than will be on Friday night. The stock will be great. The contestants will be great every single night of the rodeo. So if you're looking for tickets, I know Friday and Saturday or Friday and Saturday, but if you're into watching a fantastic rodeo, Wednesday and Thursday are going to be just as good, if not better.
It's not like it goes till 11 o'clock. I mean, you're out of there at a certain time. You can still go to work and not worry about it.
And you got Native American Appreciation Night.
That's
on Wednesday.
Now.
They'll be dancing.
Special.
It's going to be special. So, get some tickets. You go to readingrodeo.com, my friends. Don't go anywhere else. ReadingRodeo.com and get your tickets there. They're the best price, and they're guaranteed to be our tickets.
And a shout-out to Renee.
There you go.
In the ticket office that has been like the master commander of those rodeo tickets. She's amazing.
Yes, she does a fantastic job.
She does. Well, we're going to be talking a lot more Reading Rodeo here in the next 2 weeks. Even during the week of the rodeo, we're going to be rolling through here. Ted, thank you so much for showing up today.
And coming up at the next segment, we've got Enjoy the Magazine and everything that's happening in the May issue we're going to be talking about. All right, we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and KCNR1460.com. This is your talk radio.
The president is directing his government to reopen and expand the island prison, which has been closed for more than 60 years. He wrote online that the prison should house America's most ruthless and violent offenders. Alcatraz was closed in 1963 due to crumbling infrastructure. It's now a major tourist site that is operated by the National Park Service. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel will be taking steps aimed at ratcheting up the pressure on Hamas to release hostages it continues to hold in Gaza. They were seized after the deadly terror attack on Israel in October of 2023. The Israeli cabinet okaying an expansion of military operations to encompass the whole of the Gaza Strip, and it is to be an open-ended mission with no deadline for withdrawal. Instead of transferring the obligation to others under the guise of debt forgiveness, the Trump administration is moving ahead with plans to start more aggressively collecting from those who owe money on their student loans. Watching Wall Street, the Dow trading about 9 points higher, the Nasdaq is down 109 points, and the S&P is off 24. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
In Peru, authorities say 13 mine company employees have been killed by a group involved in illegal gold mining. The victims, kidnapped a week ago, were sent by their employer to confront the illegal miners.
This young security guards are working for a mining company. They were sent to this area in the Andes to basically try to get control of the area that had been stormed by the criminal gang. They went in there and they were kidnapped by this gang of heavily armed people, and they were kept inside a mining shaft. And for a week, the family were getting mobile phone messages from these criminals telling them to tell the police to stay away, otherwise they'll be killing them, until all communication stopped. And now the government have found the bodies of these 13 men inside the shaft.
The BBC's Leonardo Rocha. Dozens of protesters have marched in the Haitian capital, demanding an end to persistent gang violence on the island. News and analysis at townhall.com. More than 2 million pressure cookers are being recalled.
Shark Ninja says the appliances were sold in the U.S. and Canada, and consumers reporting more than 100 burn injuries when hot food shot out of the cooker. Consumer Product Safety Commission says the Ninja-branded Foodie Op 300 Series multifunction pressure cookers have a lid that can be opened while the cooker is in use. That can cause hot contents to escape, posing the serious burn risk. Consumers in possession of these products urged to quickly contact Shark Ninja for a free replacement lid. Jason Walker reporting.
Filling the gas tank may be about to get less painful. Oil prices are falling after OPEC announced plans to boost crude production. The move comes ahead of President Trump's visit to the Middle East. That's scheduled for later in the month. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, I hope, with Carl and Linda Bott. Thanks for tuning in today, the thousands of you.
Are you trying to get your voice to match your mustache?
No, it's just, you know what, it's...
It's rodeo mustache.
Rodeo mustache. Rodeo voice. That's right.
And his grows in nice, I think.
Yeah. I like it.
Thank you.
It's a little bit less than last year. He had a Pomeranian on his lip, but this
year. It did. It looked, this year, I lost control of it last time.
This year.
It just kept going.
It's kind of Sam Shepard-ish.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not Sam Elliott.
Because
Sam, you know, some people can grow a mustache, it goes straight out for like 3 inches. I envy those people. And mine kind of comes out, so I just, you know.
Looks good.
So, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well,
hey, welcome to the show, Tay. Yeah. Cinco de Mayo, 8:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center and Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We got David at the helm, and it's Cinco de Mayo Day and Astronaut Day.
And
good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And
National Hoagie Day.
Hoagie Day.
Mm, yeah.
Woo. Okay.
Well, for those people who don't know, what is a hoagie? It's a type of sandwich, but we need a description.
Okay, so I'm going to guess here that it's a warm sub.
Yes.
Do you know the answer?
I don't know the answer. Okay. I'm asking, like, you know, quiz.
Sub, grinder, torpedo, baguette. Some of those names make the hoagie, too.
All right.
I imagine it's, you don't get tuna fish.
I bet you it derived out of the East Coast. I bet you that's not a West Coast deal.
No, it is a East Coast.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah. Okay. What's the weather look like?
A wind advisory today, just so you know, we're going to have around 87 today, but it looks like about 10 to 14 miles per hour, but there is a prediction we could have gusts up to 37 miles per hour. Oh. Tonight, looks like it may go down to just a mere 28 miles per hour. Tonight, the weather will be about 61. Tomorrow, 90. Also windy as well, with gusts up to 23 miles per hour. So glad I didn't put up my umbrellas in the backyard. I kept thinking, I put out my outside furniture.
It would have been me going down two or three doors down the street and rounding them up again.
Wednesday around 85 degrees, and as we progress through the week, just beautiful, clear skies. Thursday, 89, and on Mother's Day weekend, Saturday, looks like it's 94, Friday, 94, and then Sunday about 85. That's a quick forecast for the weather, brought to you by our friends out at Anderson, 365-3793.
Who are our friends?
Shasta Gas Propane. That's all right.
Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts
fill
for
in
seniors
those
and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane, good people. The Kenny
always
family.
Always bringing us
love
the weather.
Them. Hey, what is Cinco de Mayo? Cinco de Mayo is the day that the Mexican army defeated the French under Maximilian III, and at the Battle of Puebla, 1862, hence the name, Cinco de Mayo. Holiday is celebrated across the U.S. and parts of Mexico. It's celebrated in the U.S. much more than the parts of Mexico I've ever been. You know, up here, in fact, they have Cinco de Mayo close to the, you know, when people went across the border, which is, you know, not as much anymore. and down in Tijuana and Ensenada and those places. Yeah. Whoa, I mean, there would be some Cinco de Mayo parties, but those but it's mixed up with the their Day of Independence, which is September 16th, and which is celebrated much more by the Mexican people. September 16th, it's their Day of Independence in Mexico. It's kind of like our July 4th. So
it was in September, but they celebrate now?
No. They celebrate, of course, it's called Día de Septiembre, uh-huh. And which is a lot harder to say than Cinco de Mayo, obviously,
right,
from just listening to me. But that is the one they really celebrate, is the 16th of September.
So I had to look because something will drive me crazy between a sub and a hoagie. And there's a lot of information here. Not really a huge difference. There seem to be a lot of things saying they're interchangeable. But the one thing that I did find is that their names are often interchangeable. They're actually a bit of a difference between them, a hoagie and a sub. A hoagie uses a hard bread and is usually served cold.
Oh.
Whereas a sub uses soft bread and can be served toasted or cold.
Now, see, I would have thought the hoagie is something that's warm that has peppers and meat and things like that. To me, that's a hoagie.
Yeah. But everywhere you go, it says, hoagie is a bread roll sandwich piled high with deli meats, cheeses, fixings, and dressings, and usually is at least 6 inches long.
Okay.
So, I mean,
all right.
Thank you for that. And then it said that it mostly was in Jersey and Philadelphia that they used the term hoagie.
Okay.
I can understand.
Now you know.
All right. That's an important detail.
The rest of the story.
Jersey Shore hoagie.
Have we introduced our guest?
No,
because,
we haven't.
Well, because we
That's
feel like
okay,
families just come to the door and we've let, we're sitting down and we're already having our coffee conversation. But for those of you who are listening, of course, in the studio for this hour is Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. They are the founders and the owners of Enjoy the Magazine that goes out to 13 counties and this
worldwide.
Yes. And this is issue 224. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And always, every month, it's just such a positive, uplifting. In these times, we need to, it makes us come into the community and get to know our
it's positivity.
through different counties as well. Featured stories. Advertising, little snippets of this and that, and just really appreciate what you guys do. You've kept it together and kept it positive and kept it uplifting all these years. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what do we have to look forward to in this issue, Rhonda?
Oh, gosh. Well, the theme is family time, and there's quite a few stories about family reunions. We have a fun story about family reunions and different places that you can go to have your family reunion. However, now is probably not the time to plan one for this year because
too late.
It's probably too late. but we have families, or we have stories about a couple of camps that you can send your kids to.
Ooh.
And
there's nothing better than family time to send the kids away.
Camp is a great time for, I think there was a time in America where it was just what you did in the summertime. You did summer school and camp.
Yep.
Pretty much.
And I can tell you, when I was sent away at camp, the initial feelings were always,
sent away to camp.
I was, I don't want to go to camp, blah, blah, blah. And then they'd come pick me up, and I'd be like, don't take me home.
I remember going to camp, down in, when we lived in Georgia, and we went out there, and I remember that, you first get there, and because you're there with people you don't know, mm-hmm. and then though by the end of the...
Your best friends.
End of the week, or whatever it is, 2 weeks, I can't remember, I think it's a week. I mean, you've been canoeing and shooting a bow and arrow thinking, oh yeah, I like this. Mm-hmm. But canoeing and do all those little hikes out there, mm-hmm. and not even thinking about, you know, your counselors. Like, we had a little play school cabins we slept in, the counselor was sleeping in there.
Yeah.
Not realizing all the counselors, because they had boys and girls, yeah, were probably out drinking beer at night,
yep,
and having a great time.
They were too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, they were.
No, not us. I know, but I'm,
yeah,
saying the counselors came to camp for a good time too.
Oh, yeah, and got paid for it. Probably got paid maybe $3 an hour back then. Who knows? You know, big money. Mm-hmm. Maybe not even that. Who knows? Okay.
But it doesn't seem today, I think, I don't know, maybe I'm not as tuned in as I should be, but it doesn't seem that I hear too many families where kids go to camp like what it used to be, a rite of passage.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they still do. I don't hear a lot of them now, but I was going to say
in a lot of circles
yeah, too, a lot of private schools or faith-based schools have a lot of camps.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my kids went to Reading Christian, and the first week or second week of school, they immediately sent you to camp.
Mm.
I mean, but you probably went to some type of a camp at least two or three times in a year. But the first couple weeks, they sent you right to camp, and that was to get you, like, bonded as classes.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Something that's not where you have to worry about the pecking order.
Yes.
In the hallway.
Yeah.
Well, when I was 13, I wasn't quite 14 yet, my parents, and, you know, we moved, so it wasn't like I had these long-time friends.
Mm.
I had different, like, a seventh-grade group and a sixth-grade group and a high school, but I wasn't in high school yet. But there were people in this YMCA. We went to Guaymas, Mexico, and it was during Easter break, and my parents sent me, and I didn't go with a friend. I went by myself, but I made friends that were upperclassmen, and we were riding horses on the beach and hiking and camping in Guaymas, Mexico, and then went to Disneyland on the way back in a bus. I slept on the floor in a bus.
Yeah.
There was nothing plush or posh about that, let me tell you. But it was a great feeling. And
when you're a kid, you don't care.
Yeah, and YMCA was really cool with, you know, their...
Speaking of not caring, we need to take a break.
Oh, my God.
Or we will start caring. this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wars. Jeff Wars fixes windshields better than anybody you're ever going to know. He's been doing this for well over 25 years. He is the windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2.5 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He fixed a 6 to 8 inch crack on my F-150, the Red Rover, 17 years ago. And you still couldn't see it. And as the Red Rover drove off with its new owner, who was waving at me out there, I said,
yeah,
better take off the KCNR. We've had death threats. We've had death threats taken off the back. they said they're coming after me.
Our gift to you.
No. Yes. You know, it was, he drove off with everything on, all the little stickers and all that. And, you know, so Steve, thank you very much for that. But it's going to a good home, and he promised me he was going to send me back photos. You know.
See if.
You know, it's like your kid growing up.
Yeah.
But
Red Rover liked his new home.
And I said, that crack there that you can't see is guaranteed for the life of the windshield. So if you need anything else, something happens, Jeff will fix that. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. Make an appointment to come in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by insurance company we do business with, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. Judy Maxwell started this business in 1993 and has just been kicking butt and taking names since the day she opened. If you're looking for a free review and evaluation on any of your insurance plans, or how about your financial management? What about your 401k or your retirement plans? It's free review and evaluation just by calling 530-221-0441 or drop by and set up an appointment at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union, Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
All right, we're here with Enjoy the Magazine with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, and we're going through some of the highlights of Enjoy, and I love the cover. Of course, it's
some
the family
the
playing
highlights.
Golf.
It is only highlights.
Okay. James, I miss you guys.
Yeah.
All right, so you're talking about like a lot of family gatherings, and we were talking about camps, and I always say that even though you think things are sold out, put your name on the wait list, you never know.
Yeah, things open up all the time.
They do. Mm-hmm. Yep. They do.
When I think of camp, the only thing that ever comes to my mind is, hello, mother.
I agree. See if you can find that, David. You got to play that. Okay, well, one of the articles you have is about this camp, Forge Skills Fuel Purpose, Red Bank Outdoor Academy, keeping outdoor heritage alive in Tehama County. This is really important.
It's kind of a big deal. This camp is teaches a lot about, you actually leave with a hunter safety certificate when you're done, but they have all kinds of stuff. They have speakers that come in and talk about astronomy, people that talk about backcountry horsemen, but then the kids also learn firearm safety and hunting skills and fishing.
That is
all
awesome.
Kinds of great things that would be that they will learn that will take them
useful
through their yeah.
I
yeah
mean something that they can fall back on and
right. And know it is a nonprofit and it's in Tehama County, and there's a lot of great things about it, And
well, I mean, look at the picture. That looks like fun.
The pictures are great.
It's a big, huge, like small, I don't know what you'd call that. Big pond, small lake.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of those big floating devices that you can trampoline off into the water. I mean, that looks like a blast.
Well, one of the quotes was, "We are not recreational hunters. Everyone here is making a living. The land is campers are kept busy from 6 a.m. to 10:30 to 11 p.m. and can level up in skills after completing a basic camp and earning a hunter safety certificate. Six camps are offered each summer, each being just under a week in length. Between 35 and 60 youth attend each camp." How wonderful.
Yeah.
Hello, mother. Hello, father.
Here I am at Camp Renata.
So yeah, that's
thank you.
You know, they do bow and arrows and
yes.
they archery and they fish, and what a great experience for a kid, I think.
Yeah, I mean, again, like a lifelong yeah. And on one of your next articles, okay, because we know that I think one time a good friend of ours gave Carl for his birthday waterfalls in the North State,
uh-huh.
and you've got a wonderful article called Chasing Waterfalls. That would be on page 40.
Yep.
And starts off with a day trip to Crystal Creek Falls.
Yes. Yeah.
I've not been.
I have not, but I passed by it on the way to the Whiskey Town Waterfalls, because I think it's on the way.
Is it?
Yeah. It says Crystal Creek Falls was created by the National Park Service to transport water from Trinity River, the watershed, into the Sacramento River watershed by the way of Whiskey Town Lake and the nearby Judge Francis Carr Powerhouse.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, beautiful pictures.
Chasing waterfalls. But I thought it was really, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah. That was, yep, another...
There are so many waterfalls around in this area that are.
There's a book on it someplace.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that?
I've seen a brochure too.
Hello. Most important. Yeah. Muy importante.
Yes.
What?
Yes, yes, you are.
Okay. You don't even want to know what I said to Ben the other day when he did that, David.
Oh.
You don't even want to know what I said.
I was listening.
Oh. No, I didn't. Oh, no. That was on the air.
Then
it was when
on?
I walked around the corner and you know. Anyway.
Well, just great adventure all over this magazine. That's great. Okay, now, how about the article on the Gus the Terrier, a nose for the job?
Oh, that was cute.
Oh.
I read that in the car while I was waiting out front.
It's about a border terrier.
Yeah, look at how cute he is.
Yeah, that's a little Toto dog.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So,
this is a really cool story because I know Milt, but his wife, Pat, they travel all over the place mm-hmm. and take their dog. And for every contest, like, it's not a contest really, it's just a, what do you call it? Well, whatever. They take him to these sports dog competitions. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
NASDA. Yeah. They're competitions for dogs
yep.
that are bred for their tracking and smelling abilities.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I've been to one of these. Believe it or not, out at the Wild Horse Sanctuary,
mm-hmm.
they had a big open house one day, and they had a competition going on.
Mm-hmm.
And no, they don't kill rats.
What they do is
they'll put them into this into a tube. You know, they're not trapped mm-hmm. in there, but mm-hmm. you know what I'm talking about.
They're man-made tunnels
yeah,
that are ventilated. They say to keep the rats safe.
Yeah, and or into a tube, and then they plant them, and then they turn the dogs loose.
And the dogs have got to find them. I'm sorry. I mean, I love all God's creatures. But I like to me, it's like, what's the deal with the rats?
I guess let them go. Well,
if there can be.
No, I can get like if you have a rat that's a pet, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Or if you're doing this kind of training, it should all be humane. But I was just gonna say, and people are gonna flip out. I watch YouTube, and there's a YouTube channel, and I don't remember what his name is, but it's the Rat King, right?
Yeah,
he's got. Little dogs, big dogs, and ferrets, and all these animals, and they're brought out to ranches
yeah.
to control the rats.
Yeah.
I mean, these animals, they'll let them go. They'll kill hundreds of rats on one property. I mean, there's piles of them, but you know, these rats are running wild. They're eating feed. They potentially have disease.
Bubonic plague. They carry all these things. No, it's understandable. But in these, when they're doing competition, they'll get used bedding or stuff like
it
that.
It says, in all trials, the rats are kept in ventilated cages and out of harm's way. Dogs are awarded points if they can locate the rat within 2 minutes. And since she doesn't have access to rats, Pat Clark says she goes to pet stores and collects, the, like you said, the used bedding from rat cages. Put it in a cardboard box with holes and put it in our shop and tell him to go find it. And he has to go smell everything and see if he can find it. So it's a competition.
It's a competition. And then they move up to different levels.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's pretty. And he's their he's dog, really Gus, has moved up pretty quickly. So, and they travel. They have a little sprinter, and they go all over the place for weekends and
I wish we had
cool
the statistics about dogs' olfactory abilities. That they're like mind blowing what these animals can smell.
Yes.
I mean, like, can you imagine? Thank God we don't have that. I'd be sick all the time.
They've got some wonderful documentaries out, you know, now about the dog's mind and how intelligent of creatures that they are, and the commands that they can understand and the words that they can understand. Mm-hmm. It's beyond what
it
we thought.
It is believed that dogs have 10 million times as sensitive as humans in specialized breeds. And dogs have roughly 40 times more smell-sensitive receptors than humans, ranging from about 125 million to nearly 300 million in some dog breeds, such as bloodhounds.
Probably that's why we can't smell that good, because we never want to be near each other.
The receptors are spread over an area about the size of a pocket handkerchief, compared to 5 million over the area of the size of a postage stamp for humans.
Wow.
So, all right, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or the old Subway, if you go back that much further. Founded in 1960 and same location since 1967. You never get a bad haircut there. I've been going there for 17 years and never had a bad haircut. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Roll in there, get my haircut. If I want to, I hang out there and catch up on my car and track and National Geographic and that. Or I could get in early and do that. Great guys down there. It's not a hair salon. Please don't mix it up. It's a barber shop. Yeah, it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine and Rhonda Alvey and James Masada.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
Reading Rodeo is back in Buckin' on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at ReadingRodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:35 in the morning and about 64 degrees out there, going up to in the 80s today. We're going to have, it's under wind advisory. It's going to be like 38 miles per hour wind gust. So stand by for that.
Mm-hmm. You know that's the wind blowing in the hot air that's going to come right behind it.
Yeah. It's going to be up to 94 later on in the week, but I'm sure this is why we're having people with allergies.
And the this, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, better known, locally run.
Yep.
530-365-3793.
And they have propane.
Yeah.
And we're here. And we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine, going through the magazine. Another 224. Another great issue. This is such a positive aspect for the North State that this goes out all over the United States and goes out internationally over the internet. And you can see there's nothing in here but talking about positive things.
Interwebs. I always find it interesting when we look at the statistics on the analytics, which countries like the magazine outside of the area.
Yeah.
It's always strange because I'm like, you know, you'll be like, Colombia? Why Colombia?
Oh.
You know, or Germany or certain parts of Russia.
We've gotten phone calls from Paris, France.
Yeah.
Oh.
Into the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who in the hell is calling us from Paris, France? You know,
so
listening to it. Yeah.
Como se va?
Yeah, there are expats out there.
Yeah.
But this, yours is such, I mean, this is such a great advertisement because you know that there's some things that are written that are negative, but this is just nothing but positive for our area. Anyway.
So I gave Rhonda a call, the other day, and of course, you know, a lot of the articles and the highlights of different aspects are booked out a year in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, I'm so feel blessed, first of all, that, you know, I called and I said, look, there's this event that I've been involved with for, 4 or 5 years, maybe 8 years. I've gone to it, mm-hmm. but I've taken more of a leadership role with a committee.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, it was lovely to have the interview and the picture, and lo and behold, this wonderful article called Raining Hope about the Chicks and Chaps breast cancer fundraiser. And what I love specifically about this event, you can read about it on page 56 in the current Enjoy, is that all of the monies, I don't know if a lot of organizations can say that, stay local.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very blessed, again, to be part of giving the presentation of the checks to for, let's say, somebody goes and their insurance doesn't kick in, mm-hmm. something for chemo, mm-hmm. or something that's going on.
Which
during,
they'll say it's completely criminal.
Yeah, or something like that. They're caught, or, yeah. or they need gas cards, or they need food cards. Or,
yeah.
that kind of thing. And so that's what this fundraiser is about. And we all know, we just had at the break talked about three, four people that we know in the last 3 months have just, boom, they're just gone.
Yeah.
And we know people who know people who know people that are family, friends of friends that have, either gone through breast cancer and are surviving, and it's a day-to-day life experience with the after effect of what happens with the chemo pill that people, my best girlfriend in Texas, you know, what happened with that goes on in the body after chemo. You can get through maybe being cancer-free, but there's a lot of stuff afterwards, so it's important to have the support and the groups, and so that's what this event is about.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's a great event.
Great layout.
It's a wonderful layout. It pops.
It's very fun.
It pops. I mean, if I were somewhere and I didn't know these people, I would be digging in there because I would want to know all about the event. So
it pops, and it's inviting. It does bring you in, and you're like, what are all these, you know, these women doing? And
yeah, so it's
colorful.
Well, it's the first time. The way this works is that you've got the Reading Rodeo Association, and then their branches off underneath to help the Reading Rodeo Association is the Women's Reading Rodeo Women's Auxiliary. And so the Reading Rodeo Women's Auxiliary puts on Chicks and Chaps. Mm-hmm. And we had Benaguchin here the other day, and there's one of 15 of these in all of the rodeos, and there's 600 some rodeos in the United States.
Wow.
So we're one of 15, and it started in Montana. So he brought the model and got, you know, the corporate is in Montana, so they have to clear the name and all that stuff. So this is the first time we're taking it off of the rodeo grounds and going to the Elks. And a lot of the reason for it is because those people who are going through treatment and those people who are just cannot do with the heat and the wind and
the dirt.
It's been
a great article.
Yeah. Thank you.
Moving on.
I just can't say enough. I'm gushing.
What do you think about now? This, of course, you are one of the founders and the mothers of the Riverfront Playhouse.
Oh yeah,
and
I'm not one of the founders. I'm not.
Okay, well,
she's one of the great grandmothers.
You've got an article on page 62 about Toshido. Would you mind talking a little bit about that?
Oh gosh, so Toshido is a play that was written by local playwright Lisa Collins, and Lisa Collins brought Foul Play and French Gulch to the stage last year, and so she also wrote this. It's not a musical, and it's not a it's more of a drama. So this is about a guy who is kind of full of himself, and he thinks that he can ride this bull, and
that's never been ridden,
and so anyway, it's just kind of a story of. It's just a really nice story about. I actually have not even watched a rehearsal.
Well,
I have
read the script because Lisa reached out to me, and I put her in touch with the Reading Rodeo, and so Lee Luff was helping and all this,
right?
And we did have them on, but this it starts May 8th.
Pay what you can on Wednesday or on Thursday the 8th, and then opening night is on the 9th.
So, yeah. And we have some vouchers we're going to give away, but it's based around the Reading Rodeo.
And you've got
names you're going to hear that's been with the rodeo, but they've actually got, besides a real dog, they have some animatronic horses and bulls. So I can't wait to see it.
In the theater?
Well, the horse is a puppet. It's going to be operated by a puppeteer.
But if you look at it, it looks very...
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. And if you want to call right now, I'm just going to go ahead while we're on the air and we're talking about it. It's called Toshido. Toshidu. You can read all about it in the Enjoy magazine. But we're going to give two vouchers away for either May 9th, May 10th, or May 11th only. So give us a call here at 605-4567, and you can get a couple vouchers to get your tickets.
What does the name mean? Do we know?
Yes, it does.
Toshido?
Yes, and it means it's in here.
But nationality is
about something about long life or...
Toshido. Yeah. Sounds Japanese.
Yeah, I can't find it.
All right. It's, but it's... and the other thing about it... is, you know, like I said, it's based around the Reading Rodeo.
Yeah.
And it's, and the bull is based on Red Rock.
Hmm.
And all of this. So it, it's,
and what's really cool is they went,
they had a
field trip to the rodeo, and Lee took him around and kind of gave him the rundown of what happened at the rodeo. And
he also gave he also gave him some rodeo stuff. Equipment.
Yep.
And I frankly can't wait to see it because I have read, you know, I read the script and the and I love the ending. So,
yes.
Well, Lisa is an amazing Lisa and Bill, but what's really I didn't really realize is about Collins. About that she came from a Western background, like with courses and riding at the Grand National Rodeo in Cal Palace. Man,
yeah,
she's amazing.
She's pretty amazing.
She's deep.
Okay.
And I guess it started off as a radio show.
It
right.
Did.
Yeah.
It they
did.
Had it on here, and they also had it on another station.
Yeah, when they would have, they had their own show and they put on radio shows
Old
during
time
their hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Great. Okay. We're going to take a break and we're going to be right back with Enjoy the Magazine and Rhonda Alvey and James Masada and, talking a little bit about what else is left. What else is in Enjoy this month? It's a beautiful issue. It's the 224th issue and it's kind of like family time. So we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Oh, you can't believe the conversation
I
we
hope,
have it.
I hope nobody heard that last line. So, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios in our last segment. So much to talk about, so little time. Tomorrow, we're going to have O2 staffing. Nation's Finest, them will join us early, and then O2 staffing at 8 o'clock. And they've always come in. They always come in with some great, great warnings for all of us business owners that
right.
this is coming. But then they have solutions
right.
about this is how this can be handled. This is all this. So that's tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And like I said, Nation's Finest, which is housing veterans, will be on at 7:30. So
catching up with Rhonda Ball, Alvy, and James Masada. From Enjoy. And at the break we were talking about Rhonda just came back from New York and she got to take her 10-year-old grandson for his, birthday, present to New York.
Yes.
We were talking about all the things that they did in New York through his eyes, his five top wishes.
It was really fun.
Where did you take your first baby?
We took Delaney when she turned 10 to, Washington DC.
Okay.
So the next kid is going to be 10 next year because this is our kind of a tradition. So we decided that New York is way too expensive.
Yeah.
And Washington DC, you could go to all the Smithsonian's and you don't get charged. So we told Hudson, the next one, that we're going to go to Washington DC.
All right.
And the rest of them will go to Washington.
But when you asked him where did he want to go, Florida?
Hudson wanted to go to Florida.
But not for Disney World or anything. He just
no.
wanted to go because of the beach.
Because because he misses the beach. They live in Cincinnati. They're from California, so yeah. But we're going to go to Washington, D.C., because
right.
that was really fun.
It's educational, and you can never get
I
too much.
I love Washington, D.C.
So, yeah.
How long are you going to be there?
We'll
next
probably
year.
Be there next year for probably 5 or 6 days.
Yeah.
Well, you
yeah.
need that, because I tell you what, just going through the Smithsonian,
yeah.
and then you've got the international, the air and space, and the Native American, and,
yep.
and probably if they're old enough to go through the Holocaust.
Yeah,
and
we did go to
and then the African American, and
so
then
sad.
You can go out and see the Monticello, and it's just 5 days is barely enough to
mm-hmm.
see it. So
yeah,
anyway, okay,
that's one thing I've not had the experience is going to DC. I've been to DC, but I've never gotten out into the city.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you
should go.
I need to
it's
do that.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah,
yeah
it really
you,
is.
And to see the Lincoln Memorial, and I don't know,
all of it.
We've gone
all
a couple times and.
Go out.
Yeah.
Arlington Cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
And go out there if nothing. And they've got a little museum and all that, but you can watch the funerals that are going on. I mean, not, you don't participate, but you can see how they do them. And that's very touching.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the magazine. And I'm already hungry looking at this. It's smoked tomato pie. It's, we have all these new restaurants that are in town or in a close community, and I think we have a tendency to be a creature of habit with convenient, boom, boom. And so this is a great article. Look at the stuff. Okay, tell us about these people.
So this is a restaurant in Siskiyou County called Smoked Tomato Pie. I believe it's in Wairika. And this is a couple that moved here in 2007. They worked at a pizza place in New Hampshire. And
oh, wow.
they just were tired of being on the East Coast, and they moved to Igo in 2007, and just to get out of the craziness, and they
it's
wanted
so
to.
Strange how people end up
in
the strangest
so
places.
I love the story about how people. Yeah,
they actually the place in Igo fell through, and then they ended up settling in Wairika, and bought a. They started this restaurant called Smoked Tomato Pie, and it's pizzas and all kinds of things. And
I love good pizza.
Just the name. Yeah. Just the name, though.
Oh, my God. Look at these pictures. My mouth is on.
I'm like,
I like a good pizza. Mm-hmm. So,
have you been to Fratelli's?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Excellent, yeah.
I've just discovered that and talked with them. And did we do? Have we done a story on Fratelli?
I believe we have.
Okay, yeah, I think we
yes,
have.
Yes, we have. Yes, and, yes, yes. Yeah.
Well, they import, being, they bring all their York. Ingredients in from Italy. So all their flowers and stuff, they import directly from Italy.
Which
so.
Is great because now you know you're not going to blow up.
Yeah. No, and that's true. And I really can't eat pizza because I'm diabetic, but every once in a while I'll splurge. And the nice thing is, yeah, when you eat their pizza, I don't feel weird. I don't get all bloated. And,
Yeah. And there's something to be said about when, when we went to Italy, we could eat and eat and eat and eat and never gain weight.
Yep.
And there's something to be said about that they don't add something in their flour like we have here.
Yeah.
And that is a true.
And I can drink red wine there and not get a migraine because of sulfates.
I can drink wine.
Sulfites.
In Italy and Croatia and not necessarily France, but because they don't add things. Mm-hmm. But I can't drink wine here. Mm-hmm. I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. So
that's another great article.
Yep. Well, right. You know what? So, trying to say, oh, this is a great article.
Yeah, all
this
of them.
They're all good.
But let's talk about.
Is that the part of that article? Is that part of the article? Oh, okay. I thought that might have been. Oh, I just saw it out of the corner. It was like,
makes
is that
me have pizza.
One of our recipes?
No.
If you're looking, if you love alpacas, you used to carry the alpaca socks in your. We have. That was always a gift I got every year.
Yeah, I know.
So this is Nancy Shelton transforms fleece into an art at Alpaca on the Rocks.
I love that name.
Alpaca on the Rocks. I'll have an alpaca on the rocks. Yeah, so she just... She's
not only do you get a good drink, they give you a pair of socks to wear.
This is just a great little story about her, this woman. She loves animals, and she started her little farm, and she, you know, brought in a little... pigs and little this and little that, and then her friend said, you know what, you should bring some alpacas on because at least they'll generate revenue from their fleece and will pay for the hay for all your other animals. So she has a little donkey and all that stuff, but so she didn't really know anything about them, but she bought I think it's three of them to start, and then it's come to be a lover of alpacas. And alpaca is I guess the smallest of the camel family. And it's been around literally for like 6,000 years in the high mountains of the Andes in Peru and stuff like that. And she just said that what's really great about the wool or the fleece, or I think they call it fleece, is that it's, you know, not like sheep. It has no lanolin. It's hypoallergenic, just makes great products. And so this has become a passion of hers. She said they don't spit as much as you think.
Okay.
Which, my experience is they spit.
Well, llamas,
but I think, but I think
llamas and alpacas, but
I think if they like you, they don't spit. So they probably don't spit at her because she takes care of them. But if they don't know you, they can't have, and you're up in their face.
No, just, hey, back off, sucker.
Yeah,
well, you know, reading the article, you can see is llamas are much bigger than alpacas, and they're more aggressive. Llamas are used to watch livestock. I mean, they're out there like donkeys will go after coyotes and
donkeys,
mountain lions and all that.
Brutal.
Where alpacas will get in a circle and make a little sound like, save me, save me.
Well, you can find, if you follow on Facebook, or you can go to allthingsalpaca.com, and find out, but she said find them on Facebook, so I'm not sure.
And there's a picture here, and I'm not sure if she makes them. Are these little animals?
Yes. And so she's going to be, the reason I'm saying this is because she's going to, the end of the article says we're going to announce on Facebook about how you can, she's going to be giving classes in the summer. Mm-hmm. She's got a little studio, and so she said follow us on Facebook where you can, if you want to learn about how to work with alpaca fleece, and make these little whatever she, you know.
It looks like little animal heads.
They're darling.
Yeah.
You know. And they are very, very warm.
Yeah.
The wool is very warm by socks. Yeah. And, you know, if you're out in the outdoors.
And they're wicking. It's wicking wool.
Yeah.
So it says one alpaca will give you 3 to 4 pounds of fiber each.
Oh, man.
And then it says that she, if you, one alpaca will make the fur or the fleece from one alpaca will make 3 sweaters.
Wow. Yeah, and it's really an interesting thing how the fleece is graded. Like, alpacas are prized animals, right? I mean, and they have everything is graded. So when you, like, spin their fleece into yarn,
you can get a bundle of yarn for, you know, $25, right? But then the next one from a different animal could be like $50.
Wow.
So yeah. it's all graded.
Where can we get our Enjoy magazines now?
You can get them here.
Get them here.
Yeah.
That's true. Just stop in and grab one or two.
And on our website, there's a link that you can go to where to find.
Us. Yeah.
And there's over 450 locations where the magazines are delivered.
Yes. And if you just feel not motivated, just go to the website and you can read it in its full glory like a magazine online.
Or you can get a subscription.
That's even better.
You know,
I love taking it and sending
Rhonda,
it to people.
I know you're open to ideas about things.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, about somebody says, well, you know, we were up here and we saw this. How do they get a hold of Enjoy? Just to mention that.
If anybody wants to pitch a story, which is how we get most of our stories, people pitch them to us. You can email me at info@enjoymagazine.com. Just send me some, you know, a few bullets about why you think this would be a good fit for the magazine. And
then wait a year.
And then, you know, a lot of times it'll wait. Like when Linda called about the story for
Chicks and Chaps,
we actually had a story that didn't work out. So right. I was able to throw it in
right.
there. So having those stories sent early is great. So just email me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for being with us today.
We love tomorrow.
Like I said, O2 Staffing and Nation's Finest joins us. Have a great day, my friends, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.